Unit 4, page 80.
The Leica Freedom Train. The world's first 35mm camera, the Leica, was a German product, precise and totally efficient. The Leica was produced by E-Lights Incorporated, a family-owned company that during the Nazi era acted with unusual generosity and modesty. It saved its Jews. As the Holocaust threatened to sweep across Europe, Ernest Leitz II, founder and head of the company, acted in such a way as to earn the title the photography industry's Schindler. When Adolf Hitler was named Chancellor of Germany in 1933, Leitz began receiving frantic calls from Jewish colleagues, asking for his help in getting them and their families out of the country. Leitz responded by quietly establishing what has become known among historians of the Holocaust as the Leica Freedom Train, a secret means of allowing Jews to leave Germany by pretending to be employees who had been assigned to work overseas. They, their family members, and even friends of family members were assigned to Leitz sales offices in France, Britain, Hong Kong, and the United States. Before long, German employees were arriving by ship in New York and making their way to the Manhattan office of Leitz Incorporated, where jobs in the photographic industry were quickly found for them. Around the neck of each new arrival hung the proud symbol of freedom, a new Leica camera. The Leica Freedom Train was at its height in 1938 and early 1939, delivering groups of refugees to New York every few weeks. Then, with the invasion of Poland on September 1, 1939, Germany closed its borders. But by that time, hundreds of endangered Jews had escaped to America thanks to the Leitz's efforts. How did Leitz and his staff get away with it? Leitz Incorporated was an internationally known brand that brought honor to the Third Reich. In addition to cameras, the company produced optical systems for the German military. Also, the Nazi government desperately needed money from abroad, and Leitz's single biggest market for optical goods was the United States. Even so, members of the Leitz family and company suffered for their good deeds. A top executive was jailed for helping Jews and was freed only after paying a large bribe. Leitz's daughter was imprisoned after she was caught helping Jewish women cross the border into Switzerland. She was eventually freed, but not before suffering rough treatment while being questioned. Why has no one told this story until now? According to the late Norman Lipton, a writer and editor, the Leitz family wanted no publicity for its heroic efforts. Only after the last member of the Leitz family had died did the story of the Leica Freedom Train finally come to light. It is now the subject of a book, The Greatest Invention of the Leitz Family, The Leica Freedom Train, by Rabbi Frank Dabba Smith.